USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track in sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his statewide mask mandate is ending on March 10th, and all businesses can reopen at 100% capacity. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A businessman and civil rights icon has passed away.
Vernon Jordan, the civil rights leader who served as an advisor to former President Bill Clinton, has died. Former DNC interim chair Donna Brazile tells Fox News, if you don't know the man, learn his legacy.
Vernon was a dear friend and a mentor to so many of us. As you know, he was an American icon. Not only did he advise Democrats, he's been known to advise everyone in corporate America, in the media, and everywhere else. Former head of the National Urban League, hope that people celebrate this remarkable giant, his life, and I know my colleagues at Howard University will welcome him home and pay tribute to this great American legend.
Jordan died Monday night surrounded by loved ones with his wife and daughter by his side. Information about his cause of death was not disclosed. Vernon Jordan was 85. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Side note, Jordan also worked with presidents from Lyndon Johnson to Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A freshman member of Congress says President Biden is trying to undo all of former President Trump's policies.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans. Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another Democratic governor is facing scrutiny for nursing home policies during the pandemic. Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer may be subject to legal backlash for refusing to make public the data related to her state's nursing home deaths during COVID. Whitmer implemented a policy similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.